Good morning all. I'm glad I can contribute to this discussion. My name is Sandra Molenaar. In daily life, I lead the Consumentenbond, the Dutch consumer organization, but I'm attending this meeting as a board member of Consumers International, the global consumer organization. This organization was co-founded, by the way, by the Dutch Consumentenbond. What I would like to emphasize in my contribution is that, in my view, a good relationship and cooperation between government and consumer organizations is indispensable for a strong position for consumers. We have good examples of this at our national level. Our collaboration with the Dutch Consumer and Competition Authority is an example of this. You will understand that both our organizations can strengthen each other well. The legislator thought so too and has laid down how we work together in a law. This involves, for example, providing each other with sufficient and timely information. Our role in payment transactions is also laid down in a law. Together with interest groups of banks and the retail sector, the central bank, the Ministry of Finance, and organizations that stand up for older and or disabled people, we consult twice a year about developments in the field of payment transactions. This may concern fraud, but also legislation regarding the prevention of money laundering and terrorist financing. The minister is responsible for the success of our consultations. Another good example is the Food and Drug Administration. If one of our tests, we are testing as a consumer organization different products, if one of our tests shows that the product is unsafe, we have an agreement to report this and the regulator can then conduct its own investigation and decide whether or not to remove a product from the market. Some other regulators, for example, in the field of health or privacy, also want to discuss structural contractual agreements with us. So that's a good thing. Finally, I would also like to highlight the so-called consultation rounds. I heard someone in the panel also mentioning them. On the eve of drawing up new legislation, consultations take place with stakeholders, among which we are as Consumentenbond, whether or not in the form of, for instance, roundtable discussions. And when relevant, we are involved in those discussions. I would also like to emphasize that we do not receive any financial resources from the government. Our relationship really involves a timely exchange of relevant information and views. The advantage for the government is that their laws, guidelines, enforcement, and implementation can count on our support. The advantage for us is, as a consumer organization, that we can represent the interests of consumers in a timely and optimal manner. Of course, our wishes are not always fully granted. And if that's not the case, if that's not fully granted, then we will not shut our mouths because we were involved. After all, we remain our independence. We are an independent organization. Independence is our greatest asset. Finally, I would like to say the following for the international perspective. The issues consumers are facing now are global and beyond national borders or national conversations alone. We heard a lot about that yesterday. That's why I'm excited to support Consumers International and our approach to transforming the organization and building cross-border solutions. We need your support. And I would like to end with a quote from Frans Timmermans. I hope you all remember him. He was a former European Commissioner. He emphasized during an international meeting that consumers and consumer organizations are very important to the government because, he said, his words, consumers are, after all, the shareholders of society. I would like to leave it at this. Thank you.